The Senate bill to add around $50 million a year to education barely squeaked through. Senate President Susan Weigel had called some members of her party into closed-door talks.
I felt like in order to keep a Republican majority in the Kansas Senate through the next election, that we need to make sure we don't force ourselves into another tax increase.
But on the floor, some lawmakers abstained. Republican leaders only got the winning vote after forcing them to weigh in. Governor Jeff Collier supports the House plan with twice as much money. The two chambers need a deal that will convince the Kansas Supreme Court that the state is doing enough to help kids struggling in school. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.